ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நம. அப்ரமம் பங்கரஹிதம் அஜடம் யுனம் சதா ஆனந்த தீர்த்தமத்லம் பஜே தாபத்ரயாபகம் மித்யா சித்தாந்த துத்வாந்த வித்வம்சக்ஷண ஜெய்தீர்த்தாகத நிர்பாததாம் நோ ஹிருதம்பரே அர்த்திகல்ப்த கல்போயம் பிரத்யர்த்திகத கேசரி வியாச தீர்த்த குரு பூயாத் அஸ்மிஷ்டாத சித்தையே தபோ வித்யா விரக்தியாதி சத்குணோகாகரானம் வாஜிராத குரு நந்தே ஹே கிருபதாஷியான் பூஜ்ய ராகவேந்திராய சத்யதர்மரதாய ச பததாம் கல்பவருஷாய நமதாம் காமதேனவே துர்வாதி துவாந்திரவையே வைஷ்ணவேந்திரீவரேந்திரவே ஸ்ரீ ராகவேந்திர குருவே நமோத்தியாளவே ஆபாதமொழி பயந்தம் குருநாமாக்தி ஸ்மரே தென விக்னா பிரஷ்யந்தி சித்தியந்த மனோரதாக ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருபியோ நம. திஸ் த இங்கிலீஷ் செஷன் ஃபார் தி விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம வில்டு ரிஷி தேவதா சந்தஸ் அண்ட் ப்ரொசீட். அஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ விஷ்ணோ திவ்ய சஹஸ்ரநாம ஸ்தோத்ர மகாமந்திரஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ வேதவியாசோ பகவான் ருஷி அனுஷ்டுப் சந்த ஸ்ரீ மகாவிஷ்ணு பரமாத்மா ஸ்ரீமன்நாராயணோ தேவதா ஸ்ரீலக்ஷ்மிநாராயணப்பிரசாத் சித்தி ஜபே விநியோக. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் விஸ்வஸ்மை நம. ஓம் விஸ்வம் விஷ்ணுர்வஷட்காரோ பூதபவ்யபவத் பிரபு பூதகுத் பூதபுருத் பாவோ பூதாத்மா பூதபாவன பூதாத்மா பரமாத்மா ச முக்தானாம் பரமாகதி அவ்யபுருஷசாட்சி க்ஷேத்ரக்னோக்ஷர ஏவச யோகோ யோகவிதாம் நேதா பிரதான புருஷேஸ்வர நாரசிம்ஹபுருஷீமான் கேஷவபுருஷோத்தம. ஸோ வி ஃபினிஷ் த ஃபஸ்ட் வர்ஸ் அண்ட் இன் தட் ஒன் வி சா விஸ்வம் விஷ்ணு வஷட்காரோ பூத பவ்யபவத் பிரபு பூதகுத் பூதபுத் பாவ பூதாத்மா பூதபாவன. அண்ட் தென் இன் த செகண்ட் வர்ஸ் வி டிட் பூதாத்மா அண்ட் வி ஆர் நவு டூ கோயிங் டு டூ பரமாத்மா த செகண்ட் நாமா இன் த செகண்ட் ஸ்லோக பரமாத்மா. ஸோ வியர் அவேர் that Paramatma is like now the Supreme Soul. That's the normal meaning that we get. We are familiar with that meaning, but there are so many meanings with this word Paramatma. Though we say, oh, Paramatma, what else can be there apart from Supreme Soul? So we go to different meanings of Parama and Atma. So, and not only that, we split it into Atma, we know that we can split it into Atma and all that. And even Parama Shabda, we are going to split it into Para and Ma. And for Para, there are multiple meanings. For Ma, there are multiple meanings. So Para and Ma. And then we are going to split it as Para Ma also. And basic, some of the popular meanings that are there for Para is Para. Is Sreshta, they are Para. So they are Paratpara, Parameshwara, Para, Sreshta. So higher or greater, that is the meaning for Para, one meaning. Another meaning, Para means others. So like, you know, Paranam, Para, Paraha, so others. The other meaning is, Para means enemies, like Parantapa, one who, you know, gives torments to enemies. So Para means enemies. Shatrus. So that's another meaning for Para. So, and with this basic understanding, let us see what are all the meanings that we can think about. So Paramatma is Parama, which is all supreme, and Atma means, okay, soul. But what is soul? Actually, Atma, the Shabda, Atmiya, we say now in our real life, we say they are our Atmiyas, our dear ones, our close ones. We say Atmiya, they are my people. Atmiya, my people. So Paramatma, he accepts all the living beings as his own people. So he, I know, we belong to him. He is the owner of everything. But a owner, if he doesn't accept the ownership, then the ownership becomes like, you know, kind of a namesake ownership. But in case of Paramatma, it is not a namesake ownership. He really, really has the close feeling. I mean, he takes all the living beings as his own. That's an extremely incomprehensible task. Now, like, you know, there are like, you know, so many minute, like, you know, bacterial beings are there. There's so many animals are there. So many living beings, so many creatures, millions and billions and trillions and zillions of creatures are there. Apart from the living things, non-living things, there are zillions of things. And the Lord accepts everything as his own ones, and he treats them as dear, his dear ones or his own ones. So he accepts the ownership. So that is implied by the word Atma, because you know Atma means Adanat Atma. Adana, you know the word Dana. Dana means giving, gifting. Gifting is called Dana, and taking, accepting is called Adana. That's why Paramatma is Atma, because he Adana, he takes everything, he accepts everything. So as his Atmiyas. So Adate, Adanat, Atma. So Dan, Dudang, Dane. So say Dudang means the Du is like a filler. You know, it's a Dang is Dana, to give. Adana is to take. So he Parama and Atma, he is all supreme. And he accepts everything, that's why it's Paramatma. And another meaning is Para. Para means, I said, another meaning is Shreshtas, supreme, higher ones. So Paranam Ma Jnanam Yasmat Saha Paramaha. Paramatma, in that Para and Ma. Paranam means Shreshtanam. Shreshta than what? Greater than what? Higher than what? So everything is relative in this universe. So if we take like Ahankarika Prana and Brihaspati and Manu and then Pravahavayu and then Surya Chandra Yama, all these, like the ones below the 8th Kaksha, like 9, 10, 11, 12 and all the rest below that, all those are Devatas. We take them as a reference point, then Paras will become Indra Devataha. The Indra and other Devatas will become Paras. So the Lord gives jnana to all the Indradi Devatas. This we can keep at different relative reference points. So if we keep the reference of Devatas as 19th Kaksha and below, like all Chakravartis and Manushottamas, then the 18th Kaksha, like Ganapati, Kubera, Vishwaksena and Sheshasatasthas, so the other 85, Devata Rupas, we take them, then they become Paras. They are higher ones compared to 19 and lower Kakshas. So their Jnana, so that means 18 and all the above Kakshas also. All their Jnana comes from Parama. That's why he is called Paramatma, means Parama. Paranam Ma Jnanam Yasmat. Those Shrestha Devatas whose Jnana comes from Paramatma, Parama, that's why it's called Parama. If we take the reference point as Indradi Devatas, then Rudradi Devatas becomes Paras. Param is greater ones, greater than Indradi Devatas. Their Jnana comes from Paramatma, that's why it's called Parama. So the reference point is Indradi Devatas, then Rudradi Devata, Rudra, Garuda, Sesha Rudra, and then Brahmavayu, Saraswati Bharati, all those, they become Paras. And if we take the reference point as Rudra and etc., Gautasesha Rudras, then Paradevatas will become Saraswati, Bharati, Brahmavayus. They are the Paradevatas. So their Jnana also is from Paramatma. That's why is Parama. So if we take the reference point as Saraswati, Bharati, then Brahma, Devatas, they become Parama. So relatively, whoever are the higher ones, up to Lakshmi also, Lakshmi also Jnana Spurtihi Sadatasme. So Lakshmi is Jnana, though Lakshmi is eternally liberated, her Jnana Spurti comes from Paramatma. So that's why he is Parama. So Para Lakshmi, and her Jnana Abhivyakti is from whom? That one is Parama. So that's also Paramatma. So like this, Paramatma is like Parama is Paranam. Ma Jnanam Yasmat. This word Ma Jnanam, how means there is a, you know, like a kosha, it gives all the meanings of Ma. I mean, not all the meanings, I mean some selected, like, you know, a good number of meanings for the word Ma. Ma Stri, Mane, Mrutau, Vela, Medha, Shri, Madhya, Matrushu. So in all these senses, in all these meanings, Ma is used. What are all these? Ma means a woman. A stri, any woman is also called Ma. Ma means any woman. Ma also means manar jnana, knowledge. That is the meaning that we took now. So the Ma is the knowledge, that meaning what we chose in this particular case. And Ma also means mruti, marana, மா மிருதி ஆர் மரணா த டெத் தட் இஸ் அனதர் மீனிங் ஃபார் மா அண்ட் தென் அனதர் மீனிங் இஸ் வேலா வேலா மீன்ஸ் லைக் எ சி பவுண்ட்ரி சி ஷோர் தட் இஸ் கால்ட் வேலா ஆர் வேலா ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் லைக் யூனோ த டைம் எ டைம் பீரியட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ கால்ட் வேலா டைம் லிமிட் ஆர் எ டைம் பீரியட் தட்ஸ் கால்ட் வேலா ஆர் எ பேங்க் ஆஃப் சம்திங் இஸ் கால்ட் வேலா லிமிட் ஆஃப் சம்திங் எனி லிமிட் ஆஃப் சம்திங் இஸ் கால்ட் வேலா தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஒன் ஆஃப் த மீனிங்ஸ் ஃபார் மா பிகாஸ் மீயத்தே மா மீயத்தே ஸோ மா ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் நோ த மெஷர்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் சம்மன்ஸ் கெப்பாசிட்டி கம்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் மேதா மேதா சக்தி த த இன்டலெக்ட் த நாலெட்ஜ் த விஸ்டம் த மேதா தட் இஸ் அனதர் மீனிங் ஃபார் மா அண்ட் தென் மா ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் ஸ்ரீ மா ரமா மங்கள தேவதா மா மீன்ஸ் லக்ஷ்மி ஸ்ரீ தட்ஸ் அனதர் மீனிங் ஃபார் மா அண்ட் தென் மா மத்திய மத்திய மீன்ஸ் மிடில் த மிடில் போர்ஷன் ஆஃப் எனி திங் ஈவன் த மிடில் ஆஃப் த பாடி த வேஸ்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ கால்ட் மா மா மீன்ஸ் த மிடில் போர்ஷன் அண்ட் மாத்ருஷு த மதர் தட் வி நோ லைக் மா மா மீன்ஸ் மதர் இன் ஹிந்தி ஆல்சோ இஸ் அ மா மா யூஸ் த வேர்ட் மா ஆஸ் இட் இஸ் இன் ஹிந்தி ஸோ மா மீன்ஸ் மதர் ஸோ ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் தேர் ஃபார் த வேர்ட் மா ஸோ வீ ஹவ் டேக்கன் த மீனிங் ஞான ஆர் நாலெட்ஜ் ஸோ ஆல் த பரதேவதானாம் மா ஜானம் எஸ்மாத் ச பரமா ஸோ தட்ஸ் ஒன் மீனிங் அண்ட் தென் ஆத்மா சர்வம் ஆப்னோதி இது ஆத்மா ஸோ ஆத்மா அனதர் மீனிங் இஸ் சர்வம் ஆப்னோதி ஆப்னோதி மீன்ஸ் ஆப்டெயின்ஸ் ஆப்டெயின்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங் ஸோ இன் கீதா ஸோ கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் அனவாப்தம் அவாப்தவியம் ஸோ தேர் இஸ் நத்திங் நமே ஆப் அனவாப்தம் அவாப்தவியம் ஸோ இஃப் ஐ வாண்ட் சம்திங் அண்ட் ஐ டோன்ட் கெட் சச் எ திங் டசன்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் மீன் தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட் எவர் ஐ வாண்ட் ஐ கெட் இட் ஸோ Paramatma is Atma, that means he obtains everything. He gets whatever he wants, he gets it. That's why he is called Atma. So he is Parama and Atma. So that word Apru Vyaptav, so Atma means that obtaining everything. So in that meaning it's taken. And that one is also in Brahmanda Purana. It says Apta Kamataya Atmeti Yo Vishnu Samudiritaha. He is aptakama. Aptakama means the word aptakama means kama is desire. Apta is obtaining. Aptakama, even the mukta jivas are called aptakamas. That means whatever they desire for, they get. But then we get a doubt. Suppose the liberated ones, mukta jivas are aptakamas. They desire whatever they get. What if they desire something that they don't deserve? What if the liberated souls desire for something that they don't deserve? Will they get it or not? Means the answer for that is like, you know, the question doesn't arise because the mukta jivas are ripened souls who have reached the ultimate limit of their knowledge and blissfulness. So they will never ever desire for something that they don't deserve. They see Paramatma everywhere. They know the will of Paramatma. So they will never ever violate the principle of inappropriateness. No, like they stick to the principle of being appropriate. They never violate the principle of appropriateness. They are always very, very aware of what they're capable of, what they deserve. So the question that they deserve for something improper does not arise. Well, in case of Paramatma, there is nothing that improper. He is Swatantra. He obtains everything. For him, the Aptakamatva is in its full. That means he does anything Sankalpa Matrena Sarvam Apnoti. Just by Sankalpa, he obtains everything. Infinitely Atma he is. That's why he is infinite Atma, Ananta Atma. All the others are limited Atmas. So Paramatma is Ananta Atma, infinite Atma. So that's another one. And then Para also I said others. Para means Swabhinnana, Swapara, we say Swaparabedha. Swa means our own, Para is somebody else. So this Para are others. So that meaning, Paresham, Swabhinnanam, Jivanam, Ma, Jnanam, Yasmat, Saha Paramaha. See, we saw Para, higher beings, Devatas, and then we talked about their Mama Jnana. Also, Para is all the others. All the others means all the jivas. You know, like there is no question of any exception. You know, from minutest to every jiva. So their jnana comes from Paramatma. That's why it's called Parama. So Paresham Swabhinnanam ஜீவானாம் சர்வானாம் ஜீவானாம் மா சர்வேஷாம் ஜீவானாம் மா ஜானம் யஸ்மாத் ச பரமஹ. சர்வேஷாம் ஜீவானாம் ஆல் த லிவிங் பீயிங்ஸ் தேர் மா ஜான கம்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் பரமாத்மா, தட்ஸ் வை இஸ் கால்ட் பரமஹ. அண்ட் தென் அனதர் மீனிங் ஃபார் ஆத்மா இஸ் அத்தி, அதனா மீன்ஸ் ஈட்டிங், கன்சியூமிங். He is Jeeva, so Jeevatmanam Indriya Dvara Vishayan Attiti Atma. No, how Paramatma is present in all our sense organs. Our sense organs, they are like when we see an object, there is an object, our eyes are the Indriyas, the objects are the Vishayas for the Indriyas, we see the objects, that sight, that very action of seeing happens because Paramatma is present in our eyes, he is present in the objects, he is bringing this sannikasha, he is present in between every atom, that's in between, he is present. So he is making the object visible to our eye, you know, it falls on the retina, whatever, all those processes that we scientifically explain, we explain what happens, but we don't have an answer why it happens. The why aspect is Paramatma, because the Paramatma is present in everything and he makes it everything happen. That's why he is ஜீவாத்மானாம் இந்திரியத்வாரா விஷயான் அத்தி, he present inside our indriyas of all the jivas and he consumes the objects. What does it mean by consuming the objects? That means Paramatma's own rupas are present in all the objects. He is doing samslesha vishlesha, that means his forms that are there in our own body and his forms that are there in the objects, they are kind of moving, exchanging each other, like those forms are coming here, these forms are going there. The Lord's forms keep moving, that means achieving the functionality of perception. How he does that functionality of perception, we have absolutely no clue. He does that function of perception to all the living beings, not just one, two, or whatever. So that thing is accomplished, that's why he's called, like, you know, Paramatma. So that means Jeevatmanam Indriya Dvara Vishayan Atti Adanat. So he consumes everything. So that's why he is Atma. And then Para also I said like enemies. So Paresham Ma Mrutihi Yasmat Sa Paramah. Para means enemies. Para Ma, Ma means Mruti or Marana or death. All the enemies get the death. Enemies of whom? Lord's enemies means Lord does not have any enemies. So how, whose enemies? So the enemies of the devotees are as good as the enemies of the Lord. Lord personally does not have any dislike or hatred for anybody. So he is beyond all the feelings. But the Swabhaktas, he has taken upon himself to protect all his devotees, Bhaktas. So the Bhaktas are tormented or tortured by their enemies. So that's why Paresham Swabhakta Shatrunam, Shatrus means the Swabhakta Shatrus, the enemies of his own devotees, their Marana comes from Paramatma, that's why it's Parama. So Parama, Paresham Swabhakta Shatrunam Ma Mrutihi Asmat, that means the enemies of his own devotees who are now called as Paras, their Ma Marana Mruti comes from Paramatma. Parama, Parama means for enemies of his devotees, their marana comes from whom? That one is called Parama. And then Atma, Ata, Ta, Tanu Vistare, like now, so Atanoti. Atanoti means Asamantat, Tanoti, Vistareti. So he is all pervading. That's why Atma, all pervading, all omnipresent. That's why it's called Atma. And then Acharya in Gita Bhashya summarizes the four meanings of, course there are many meanings of Atma, but he summarizes in one place four meanings of Atma. He says ime chatvaropi chatvarah api, that means Atma is Swami, that's there already, he is like Odaya or Swami or he leader of everything. Apart from the well known meanings of Atma, these are other four meanings of Atma. So Mahabharata Sangruhitah Yachapnoti Yadadatte Yachati Vishayaniha Yachasi Santatobhavaha Tasmad Atmeti Banyate. The Lord is called Atma
because he is apnoti iti atma. He obtains everything, that's why he is atma. Yad adatte, he does the adana, that means accepts everything, that's why he is atma. Yacha atti adanat, he consumes, he eats everything. At pralaya time, everything goes into his stomach. So he eats everything. What does it mean? That means at pralaya time, he takes everything inside himself. That's why yacha atti. Or even during samsara avastha, all the living beings, when they indulge in the activities of, like, you know, seeing an object, smelling an object, or like, you know, hearing, you know, even the sounds. You know, I say something, you are hearing the sounds. So that sound, the vishayas, in that sound is present and he is consuming the effect of hearing the sound. That vishaya he is consuming. The very aspect of hearing, smelling, eating, tasting, whatever. So all the activities, all that Paramatma is consuming. That's why also he is atti. So the not only his bhojana, he consists of pralaya samaya, taking everybody into his stomach. Even during samsara, he eats everything. You know, we do naivedya, he eats the sukshma padartha of that naivedya. So atti, that also is atma. One who consumes the sukshma naivedya padarthas, that's why he is also atma. And also atma, a samantat ta vyapta, that we saw. So that's meaning is given, yaccha asya santataha. Santataha means samyak tataha. So samyak means very well, perfectly. Tataha, pervade, pervade perfectly. That's why santata, that meaning is conveyed by atma. So santato bhavaha, tasmad atmeti bhanyate. That's why it's called atma. So apnoti, adatte, atti, santataha, santato bhavaha. These four are mentioned in Gita Bhashya. So apart from these are four, or apart from other well-known meanings. Then atma is also another meaning is he gives, like, you know, for all the peoples, paresham svabhinnanam ma jnana anandadishu mariyada yasmat saha paramaha. Means what? Para means others. For others, he gives jnana, that we saw. Not only he gives jnana, he gives all the gunas, jnana, ananda, all the gunas, but he gives in a limited way. Mariyada, so paranam, for others, that means all the living beings, he gives, has a ma. Ma means limitation. We saw, like, no, ma also means limitation. So ma, stri, mane, mrutav, vela, metha, sri, madhya, matrushus. So there, that vela, that boundary is, he establishes the boundary. He puts a limit. Whatever we deserve, he gives only that much. So his jnana, ananda, the gunas, their mariyada means limitation. Mariyada means, now we call Rama mariyada purushottam. That means he says, okay, these are the limits people have to follow. People have to go with. So Paramatma does not have any rules, but he demonstrates by adhering to all the rules that are there in front of him at that point of time. Like keeping his father's words true and everything. So everything he does as per the rules. So that mariyada, that's what it is. So, and not only he is demonstrated by adhering to all the rules, he also makes you, like, people cannot cross their limits. But we see so many people breaking the rules. But breaking the rules happens because the Paramatma knows that those jivas, whoever are breaking the rules, they are supposed to break the rules because their swabhava is like that. So swabhava parimiti, he doesn't let it cross. That means the people who are supposed to break the rules, if they don't break the rules, that means he's going against the swabhava. Paramatma will not let that happen. So whoever are supposed to make mistakes, he will make the mistakes. Whoever are not supposed to make mistakes, he prevents them from making the mistakes. Thus, he will do that mariyada, so that limitation, he teaches people, he gives the limitation, he maintains the limitation of all the living beings. And then, apyante chid anandadaya sarve gunaha yena saha atma. We say atma means obtaining. Another obtaining what? He obtains all the gunas, chit ananda, that means knowledge, bliss, all these gunas, kalyana gunas, like, you know, karuna, vyapti, and like omnibenevolence, omnipresence, omnipotence, all these aspects, he actually has all the gunas accepted within him. Shadgunas also he takes within him. So everything he obtains, that's why he's called Atma, Apru Vyaptav. Means pervasion and also obtaining, acquiring. Both are there. Vyapti, Visheshena Apti. Vyapti means, you know, the word Vyapti, one meaning is pervasion. It's Vyapti. He has Vyapti. He pervades. Vyapti Sandhi we have. Harikatamsara. Vyapti means pervasion. There's another meaning for Vyapti. Vishesha Apti. V plus Apti is Vyapti. That means it is obtaining everything perfectly, completely. That's also Vyapti. So Vyapti means obtaining everything perfectly. That's why he's Atma. And then Atma, another Chit Ananda Adayaha Yasya Gunaha Aptaha Sadaivatu Sa Atmeti Pravigneyaha Guna Nama Apti Tohari Guna Nama. So he, all the Namas and Gunas, the Lord has accepted, they attribute to him only in the primary sense. So all the Gunas, all the names, all the Kriyas, everything, he is acquiring the ownership of all of them. He makes all of them happen. So that's why it's Atma. So Purnatvat Atmanama. So that's why basically it's meaning that Purnatva Atma means Purna. How Atma means Purna? A means completely. Tama, whatever ta, you know, different dhatu meanings are there, all those dhatu meanings, including the Vyaptitva, Vishesha Aptitva, all that he is known by that. That's why he is Atama. So that is that's why it represents Purnatva. That means completely obtaining everything that is to be obtained. That is Atma, that is Purnatva. So that's why Atma. And also Atma means such a Atma Shabdena Uddishtaha Yasmadapta Guna Prabhu. So Atma Shabda is addressed by that because all the gunas are in him. So this is actually from different works. Now, same meaning, different quotations, such as, you know, I'm just referring, like in Adhyatma and Brihadaranyaka Bhashya, and also in Aitareya Bhashya. So different Upanishads, Acharya quotes this. So and another meaning is from Agnimeshya Shruti, this is given. So he is Paresham, Svabhinnanam atha kasmadite paramaiti paramehiyate namarupe vyakriyate tasmad yena mahu paramaiti. You know, this Agniveshya Shruti, this is also there in Brahma Sutra. No, the Brahma Sutra akarshanat. So in this world, he is Sarvashabda Vachya. Every sound, every word, every letter describes him. But if we use the primary sense of everything, then what happens? If I speak a sentence, every akshara says Paramatma, represents Paramatma, defends Paramatma, describes Paramatma, that sentence will sound like Paramatma, 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 because every akshara is Paramatma. So we cannot even have conversation. We cannot communicate. So the Lord, what has he done? Though every sound, every shabda, you know, represents him, he allowed, he let it borrow. That means all the objects in the world, they borrowed the words from Paramatma. So like, for example, kite. Kite means Paramatma. So, you know, like, whatever, like, you know, special vipatti artha. So we may not know how the Vigraha Vakya is there. We may not know every single Vigraha Vakya. Like, for example, Acharya says, the sound on the shore, it represents Paramatma. We don't know how it represents Paramatma. But the devatas, Uttama devatas, they hear the sound of the ocean, sound of the waves, and they see Paramatma in that. So that's why everything Paramatma is there means, no, all the sounds, he let them to be borrowed. The words, he let them, like, you know, for example, a pot. Pot means Paramatma. But pot, Paramatma means, you know, that's na yogika artha, but rudhyartha is a part, is like any, you know, like, no, mud part is a part. So that meaning part, the Lord let the word obtain. So like this, he let all the objects in the world to borrow the words from him, though they primarily represent Paramatma, for our vyavahara, we represent different objects by the word. Then we, it becomes easy to convey. I am drinking water from the pot. So it makes sense. But everything is Paramatma, then Paramatma, Paramatma, so it doesn't make sense. So that scope and ability to communicate has become possible because Paramatma let all the words to be used by different objects in the universe. That's why Paramatma. So, and then another meaning is Paramatma Paresham Swabhinnanam Jivatmanam Ma Maranam Yasmat. All the jivas, whatever are objects, I mean the living things are there in the samsara avastha, they all have here marana means separation from the body. So that group of dehanasha rupa marana, that is given by the Lord to all the living beings. So paresham swabhinnanam jivatmanam ma maranam yasmat. So paras others, others means jivatmas, for all the jivatmas, ma, we saw the ma, a lot of meanings, one of the meanings is marana, mrutav, so ma mrutav, so marana, so the marana happens because of paramatma, so parama, he is parama because he gives ma marana to all the paras, all the living beings other than him. So what about Lakshmi means? Lakshmi is nityamukta, so Lakshmi and Paramatma, they are treated like in the same kaksha, so they are nityamukta, so Deha prapti is not there for them. So whoever has Deha prapti, among the people or living things or whatever, whoever have Deha prapti, their Deha vinasha rupa marana happens from Paramatma. That's why he is Paramatma, Parama. And then, so that's why it's Ananda, Anubhavatvacha, Nirdoshatvacha, Bhanyate, Nityatvacha, Tathatmeti, Vedavadadibirishwaraha, so Vedavadibirishwaraha, so the Brahmatantra, so basically all the gunas, ananda, anubhava, nirdoshatva, all these nityatva, all these gunas are there for Paramatma, so he is called Paramatma. And then another meaning is, I said like, no, parama atma, so pa pantiti paha, paha means those who protect. So chakravartis, the kings, they are the paas. Paas are chakravartis, the kings. So the Lord is present as in the form of Raja Rajeshwara in all the kings. What about bad kings? Yes, even in bad kings may be doing bad acts, but it's not, Paramatma is making them, even they are not swatantras. Paramatma is present in good and bad kings and making them perform their own activities as per their swabhava. So Paramatma will not violate the swabhava of anybody. So even for palakas, paha, palakas, panti, iti pahas, chakravartinaha, chakravartis, the palakas, in them, teshu, raja, rajeshwara, rupena, ramate. Para, so pa plus ra, rama, parama, parama, panam, pashu, the among the chakravartis, his ramate, his blissful, he is enjoying. The Lord is ever blissful, no matter how bad a person is. In him, the Lord is nirlipta. He is not at all tainted by the evils of that person. He is enjoying, his Paramatma is enjoying his own complete bliss. Even in case of like, even in Hitler, the Paramatma Rupa is there. He makes the Hitler do the bad things, but inside him, Paramatma stays and enjoys his own infiniteness. So that is the greatness of Paramatma. So I here pass this so that I let people ask any questions are there. Hare Srinivasa, Sikshnarpanamastu.